The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Total coverage. Total reactions. Total carnage. Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
And I think the bigger the rack, the better.
Excuse me?
Well, just like an absolutely enormous rack full of shoes. Well, boots, obviously, for the female players to choose from.
This is insulting.
No. I mean, to appeal to the women who maybe aren't that into football. It might encourage them to get involved if they can combine it with shoe shopping, you know. They love that.
Do they?
Are you joking? Don't you know the famous phrase?
What famous phrase?
Women be shopping.
Sorry, Lee, you broke up a bit there. Could you say that again?
Women be shopping.
I think it's a bad connection, but we do need to hear that phrase once more, if possible.
Women be shopping, I don't know. Just...
Right, thanks, Lee.
Christ, do we have any serious callers on the line who aren't just going to play into baseless stereotypes? Hopefully this one will be a bit better. Luca, how would you encourage more women to get into playing football?
Let them play in skirts, fam.
Oh, dear. Do you think that would get more women to play football or just more men to watch it?
Des?
What?
See, now he's being stereotypical, Des. Come on, bro. Yeah? What you're forgetting is that most of the women who both play and watch football are lesbians. So actually, you hear me? Come on, bro.
Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get a bit better at screening these callers, shall we? And possibly change the phone in question and my co-host.
Unreserved apologies.
It's time for some adverts now.
Is it?
No, but I need a break. See you after this.
Camping! Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you about the great outdoor offers.
Carla, this is insane. I can't sit here and listen to all these male callers just insult women like this.
Well, it's not ideal, but just think, you are being paid to listen to them insult women, so that's some progress.
Is it?
And your producer is a woman, me, and our boss, Jan, so just try to think of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's screen the callers a bit better though, Carla. Lisa is right.
Yeah, we don't want to let anyone on who might...
Trip me up again.
Say something backwards.
With something offensive, yes.
Oh, here's Jan coming in now.
Oh, sorry. So sorry about this last half hour, guys.
Right, thank you for saying so.
I know it's boring to talk about women's football.
What?
But our sponsors are really pushing it, gunning for the old equality angle, because it makes them look good. So we do have to discuss it a bit.
Right. I mean, I think we should be talking about it regardless of sponsors.
No, absolutely. But let's not dwell on it. Another 10 or so minutes and then we can move on to some proper stuff.
And what constitutes proper stuff?
Oh, the usual faff. VAR, gossip. Should certain disgraced players really be disowned by their clubs just because they're abusive in their private lives? That sort of stuff.
Brilliant.
But just try to bluff your way through the next 10 minutes. Right, you're back on.
There's that female boss of yours. Back in 10.
It only takes one woman to rise above the glass ceiling and crack it with her stiletto of independence. Visit feistyworkwomen.org for more.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Yes, welcome back to Des and Lisa here on Total Sport, and with the WSL in full swing and the constant debates about how we can achieve equality between the women's and the men's games, we're asking, perhaps ill-advisedly, how we can get more women interested in football.
We've had a text in here that says, more investment in the grassroots women's game to make it a viable career from the off, not just at the top level. Well, there we go, a sensible suggestion for once. Although it does end with 6 crying laughing emojis.
Another text here from Dexter in East London. Should we really be forcing women to get into football if they don't want to? We have to let the women choose. Enthusiastic consent is so important. Also, Lisa, would you like to go for a drink sometime? And if not, why not? Oh, I'm not sure if that's appropriate.
Not sure, I'll definitely go for a drink sometime.
With Dexter?
Oh, God, no.
We've got another caller now. What's your name?
Yes, it's Bobby. Love the show.
Hi, Bobby, what's your idea?
Yeah, no, this is fantastic, right? For more women to want to play football, right, you need more women watching football.
Right, true. And how do you do that?
Right, well, so we already know that women, they don't watch sport as much as blokes do, right? But they watch a lot of reality TV, yeah? So why not make a reality show about women's football?
You mean like they do with the men's game?
Nah, that's all rubbish. Men just watch the game. There's nothing like that on telly now. But imagine if there was a reality show for football.
Right, OK. Well, what about the All or Nothing series with Arsenal?
And Man City. And Spurs.
Right, that's one example. But there's not enough, do you know what I mean? That's just one.
It was three.
And Juventus. And Brazil.
And Germany.
And Germany.
Six. Six examples.
All right, but it's just one show.
Welcome to Wrexham. Take us home.
Is that all one show?
Right, well, maybe more like Love Island. We need to make football more like that.
Like Love Island?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Make it more accessible to women. Like, have challenges. But it'd be like transport this grapefruit under your chin on a space hopper and deposit it under, I don't know, Bruno Fernandez's chin without dropping it or slipping on the whipped cream. Like Love Island.
So it's a football Love Island without the football.
Sorry, Bob, you're just trying to get my head around what you're saying. This is to get more women into the game, is it?
Yeah. Be men and women. Like all the players at once.
What professional footballer is going to want to do that, to give up their career for this?
Yeah, but it don't have to be footballers. It could just be members of the public who've got, like, amazing six-packs, do you know what I mean, and, like, good legs.
Right, and what are we actually seeing, then, on TV? Are they actually playing football at all?
Well, you know, what I'm thinking, we see the day-to-day, do you know what I mean, the chats, what are they talking about, the dramas, the gossip, you know what I mean, getting ready for the evening, doing their eyebrows, who sleeps in which beds, the hideaway.
Sounds to me like you're just describing Love Island.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But it's not a football version of Love Island, it's just Love Island.
Yeah.
So you don't want to watch football, you just want to watch Love Island.
Nah, she's getting it.
I feel like I've been cryogenically frozen and woken up in a different country 500 years in the future.
Yeah, it's brilliant, innit? So this is copyright, I should just say, so no one listening steal my idea, yeah?
Did you hear that, ITV? This is Bobby's idea.
Thanks for your call, Bobby. I can't work out if you're an alien or I am. Back after this.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Just a couple more on this subject and then we'll move on. This is absurd.
Okay, time for a quick call. Who's on the line there?
Hiya, my name's Steph.
Oh, hi, Steph. Finally, a female perspective on this. What do you reckon?
Well, all of this is absolutely nonsense, obviously. You know, if you want to encourage more women to get involved in the game, you need equal investment. Sponsors need to be offering the same for the men's team as the women's team.
Right.
You know, the teams need to be paying their female players the same as the male players.
Right, but that doesn't work, does it? Because the women's team sell fewer tickets week in, week out, so how are they affording that?
Well, that's for them to worry about. They're doing the same job.
To be fair, if you think about it...
If you think about it, it is simple supply and demand. It's just the market. I mean, should Girls Aloud have been paid the same as the Beatles? They were doing the same job, but one's selling more records. It's the market.
Yeah, but the equivalent of, say, Messi or Mbappe, you know, in the women's game, should be paid the same.
Surely the equivalent should be paid an equivalent.
Well, look, I don't get to watch it much either, so I'm not an expert, but...
Well, exactly. So you're not even watching it. I think you're just struggling to separate the morality of it from the simple fact that it's just market forces at work.
Are you trying to say market as much as possible?
Oh, okay. I see what this is about.
What?
What about your salary, Des? Is that the same as Lisa's?
Oh, I don't think we need to get into all that.
No, sorry. But actually, I think we do. You do the same job. Are you paid the same wages?
Well, I don't know what Lisa's salary is, actually, Steph, but I'm sure it's very good.
Well, it's fine.
Oh, so in all likelihood, yours is much higher.
Look, I've been on this station for over 20 years. My salary has gone up in line with that.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
It isn't. You've been indoctrinated by society to believe that this is acceptable, but it's not.
It's quite reasonable to have a lower salary when you just started somewhere.
Oh, if you were Gary Lineker, do you think you would have started on a lower salary than Des?
Well, no, but I also don't think I would have if I was Gabby Logan.
The point is, you should be paid the same.
We've got to go to the news.
I'm very sorry, Steph, but we do actually have to go to the news.
Oh, how convenient for you, Des.
Yes, how convenient that it's 2:59 PM. Obviously, not a great look to be cutting you off, but it's what I'm paid so much more than Lisa to do.
How much more?
Here's the news.
I thought this might happen.
Here are the latest news headlines. I'm Glenn Moore. Scientists have discovered a brand new smell. It's the culmination of 4 years' research and over £600 million in investment at the Kratzen Institute in Strasbourg. A spokesperson for the lab said the new smell is hard to describe as it's unlike anything we've ever smelt, but if I was pushed, I would say it smells a bit like a big wet egg.
Well done, guys. Tricky subject, but we're through the other side. Oh, Jan's coming. Here's Jan.
Right, change of plan. Social media is going mental after that last nutter on the phone. It's the most engagement we've had in years.
Right.
So, we're going to stick with this. Push the equal pay angle. Push the chat about whether the women's teams are better than the men's. All the stuff that gets our listeners riled up.
Don't you think that's a bit pathetic?
No, I don't, Lisa. I think it's good business.
Well, speaking of good business, can I have a chat about my salary?
Rest assured, it's all based on performance and experience. Right, I've got to go. You're about to be back on air.
We've got time.
I'm getting a phone call.
No, you're not.
Upstairs, at my desk. Almost definitely. A woman's work is never done.
Listen, don't worry about the pay stuff. When I started out on here, I was getting just less than £300 a show.
£300 a show? Didn't you start like 20 years ago?
22 years ago, yeah.
I hate this, oh, it's based on performance and experience bullshit. She's just taking the piss.
I'd chat to your agent if you're not happy.
Aye, sounds like he doesn't know what he's doing.
She, actually.
We're back on in five.
And in weather, I've just been handed a note that says simply slippery when wet. So maybe pop a Mac on. More from me in an hour.
Total Sport FM. All the goals, all the gossip, all the giggles. Football's for the girlies too. Here on Total Sport.
What the hell is that?
Yes, welcome back to Total Sport. Women in football special, apparently.
How have they had that jingle made so quickly? Is the voiceover lady just on call constantly?
Oh, I don't think it's a real lady. I think they just type it into a computer. We are discussing women in football and our switchboards are lighting up. Mostly to ask what my salary is, but also with extremely impassioned arguments here.
We've got a caller on the line. Derek, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I feel sick.
Oh, dear. Would you like to call back another time, then?
No, I mean sick to my stomach.
Yes, exactly, as suspected. So would you like to have a lie down and get back in touch later?
Sick to my stomach at what I'm hearing.
Ah, right, sorry. Kept us on tenterhooks there, Derek.
How can you say that women are better? Of course they aren't. They're playing other women.
Well...
You might as well say the under-17s should be paid more because they won the World Cup.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
The under-17s would be destroyed by the sheer power and strength of a fully grown team of full-sized men.
Probably, yes.
As would the women. Even a fully grown team of full-sized women. That's nothing compared to full-sized men. The sheer strength and power of the men. The sheer full size of them.
So it's all about size and power, is it?
Oh, no. There's space for slim lads, too. Lean and taut lads. Tight frames.
But not women.
God, no. Ghastly. The women don't stand a chance. Men have the bodies for it.
Women have bodies too, Derek.
But not like men. Men's bodies are something different. Peak physical form, the male athlete. Rippling muscles. Beads of sweat dripping down the pecs. Girth. Veins popping out of the arms, shorts hiked and creeping up the...
Derek?
There's a reason the ancient Greeks made so many statues of half-nude men, you know.
Yes, there is a very specific reason they did that.
Yeah, exactly. Because they were clever. Clever enough to know that the male form was the elite form.
They did appreciate the male form, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we're talking about football here, so can we stop getting sidetracked?
You're starting to sound like my missus.
Missus?
Look, what football is about is men playing men.
But why?
It's about full-sized, fully grown, big, muscular gentlemen grappling with lean, lithe, nippier players. Big lads up top, skinnier, younger lads at the bottom. Back. At the back. Just going at it and then swapping shirts at full-time.
Do you watch any other sports, Derek?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Men's boxing, men's swimming.
Cricket, golf.
Pointless.
Any American sports, like baseball?
Wrestling. I like about two-thirds of those matches.
What about gymnastics?
Oh, no, a bit camp for me.
Thanks for your call, Derek, and best of luck with absolutely everything. I mean that.
Do a few texts if you can face them.
Text in here from Christian, who says, the only reason a women's team would beat a men's team is because the men would be distracted by how beautiful the women are. And one here from Danny, who says, women don't like football because they can't see how important it is, how every match is life or death, and how it means more than anything in the world, and also because they're too emotional.
Total Sport. Ex-footballers. Ex-managers. Extremely good radio. Online and on digital.
Now, joining us in the studio is regular guest, a man of many a hot take, I believe the youngsters call it. It's Jordan Young.
Here we go. Yes, mate. I bring the hottest takes. Three chilies next to my takes on the menu.
Oh, the full three chilies.
Yeah, because they're spicy, my takes. And they make you need to go toilet.
What does that mean in the analogy? That they're scary? They make you yourself?
They're easy to digest, Des. Come on, mine's out of the gutter.
You'd be a good one to ask, actually, Jordan, as a former player of the men's game.
That's a bit sexist, isn't it? Calling it the men's game's just football.
No, I mean specifically men's football, but anyway, what do you think of the rise in popularity of women's football?
Yeah, love it. Yeah, go on, girls.
Do you think the women should be paid the same as the men?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same job, ain't it? Of course they should be paid the same. The money for the blokes is ridiculous these days anyway. What are they getting there, some of them? 300 grand a week?
Some of the big names are, yeah. Martin Odegaard just signed a new contract this week, reported to be in that region.
300 grand a week? In my day, we had to make do on 50 grand a week, and that was only for the top boys. 300 is a joke.
So should they reduce the pay for the men to make it more equal for the women, rather than paying the women more?
Well, I want them to bring it all down as low as possible so I can sleep at night. Frankly, Lisa. Nah, the issue's the gap, to be honest. It's not closable at the current rate. You know, same goes for the League One and League Two players. My nephew's at Colchester United, and I want him to be making the same money as well. Just do whatever you can to make it equal. Not just in football.
But in all sports.
In all jobs. If you're doing the same thing.
Well, that's incredibly refreshing to hear, actually, Jordan, from someone with as much influence as you.
No worries, Lisa. If women were all paid the same, maybe they pick up the bill every now and then. You know what I mean, Des?
Yeah, pick up the bill, eh?
Maybe they buy their own jewellery and handbags for once, eh, Des?
Handbags, aye.
I reckon if my missus had been paid the same as a fella's, my divorce wouldn't have cost half as much. I still have my house. So defo paying properly. And people say these dumb things like, where's the money coming from? Just print it. I've got a mate down by the Docklands and he has this big machine in a warehouse down there. All he does all day is print money. Death knows him well.
Okay, Jordan.
Right, but your main takeaway point is that we should pay women the same. Your reasons are your reasons.
Now, as you know, Jordan comes in every week to answer one of your burning questions. And this week, we've had a message in from Liam in Southend who asks, should we judge strikers purely on the number of goals they score? What do you reckon, Jordan?
Well, short answer, yes. Long answer, yes, but with more words.
Okay, well, maybe do the longer one.
Look, Des, I'll put it as simply as I can. A striker's job is to score goals. And if they're not scoring goals, they're not doing their job and they should be dropped and maybe even fired.
Surely you don't actually think that.
Of course I do. You're a striker. Score goals. That's why you're in the team. If I was, you know, I don't know, an ice cream man and I turned up to work but failed to make any ice creams, I would be fired. Same thing here.
Well, it's not really, is it?
Why?
Well, because the ice cream man might not be part of a team that gets judged on results as a team. Surely no one cares if the striker isn't scoring goals as long as they're contributing to a winning team.
What do you mean?
Well, Olivier Giroud played up front for France at the World Cup in 2018 and didn't score a single goal.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
But they won the tournament and he was a big part of that.
No.
No?
Look, a striker's job is to score goals. He didn't score a single goal. That's embarrassing. Humiliating.
But they won the World Cup.
They won it despite Giroud. Imagine how well they would have done if they had a striker who could actually score goals.
How well could they have done?
Could have won it.
They did win it.
Well, they could have won it, not twice, but quicker.
Okay, Des?
I've got to say, Jordan, I agree with Lisa here.
Oh, here we go.
Seems to me that we've become obsessed with stats like these. And yeah, look, of course, you want a striker to score goals. But as long as he's contributing to the team and others are scoring goals and winning games, I don't see the issue.
Well, the issue is, Des, these fellas are getting paid a fortune to score goals. They're nicking a living.
But defenders and keepers are getting paid a fortune to stop goals.
Right. So if they don't do their job, they should be dropped or fired as well.
So just to be clear, in your version of reality, in every single game, at least one player will be fired.
Yes.
There's not going to be any players left.
Yeah. Well, dunno then.
Well, cheers, Jordan.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Total Sport FM.
Now, joining us here is Linda Carruthers from a new charity called Barking Mad, all about mental health of animals, and specifically, animals who've had a role in sport. Could you tell us a bit more about what Barking Mad does, Linda?
Good afternoon. Yes, so Barking Mad is a charity rehabilitation centre set up by myself and my ex-husband, Graham Gooch, not that one, which aims to provide care and support for animals who have run onto the pitch during sporting events and who may be suffering from PTSD.
Right. Is that a big problem then? Does that really affect the animals?
It has a multitude of different effects on them, yes. For most, they're startled by the noise of the stadium, you know, fans, tannoy announcement, the floodlights, and that can be triggering when they're in another environment with tannoy announcements and floodlights.
Like Crofts.
Plus, the guilt of holding up play weighs on lots of these animals. Some of them never get over the fact that they delayed matches and wasted people's time.
You say animals, but it's mostly dogs and cats, right? Are there any others?
It is mostly cats and dogs, yes. Squirrels sometimes. Some think that this is why squirrels are so frantic for the rest of their lives, to make up for the lost time, to overcome the guilt.
Is this real? Is she real?
But all squirrels are frantic, no? Not just the ones who are on the pitch.
Word travels fast in the squirrel community, Des. They all lift each other up.
Then why do they need you?
We've also had cases of salamanders in baseball games crowding the base. We've had badminton matches in which a heron has flown off with a shuttlecock in its beak. A penguin once did an entire skeleton track, breaking the world record, but her brain was knackered after that.
How come?
Well, it didn't count technically because she's a bird.
And this affected her mental health?
Oh, absolutely.
What is she talking about?
Sorry if I sound silly here, but how do you know that they're affected?
It varies with animals. With cats, it's simple. You know, they just sit around moping all day, sleeping and eating, and that's it, really. Barely moving, exactly like a person with depression. For dogs who've run onto football pitches, they continue to chase footballs everywhere and bark at children playing football, either trying to recreate that high or screaming out their PTSD.
All cats and dogs do this.
I think my dog must have run onto a pitch without me realising then.
Then on the flip side, you have the animals that have invaded the pitch and actually really enjoyed the limelight. It's then very difficult for them to go back to a normal life. Their expectations have shifted and they've seen what their lives could be if they were professional human athletes.
Right. And what do those animals do to combat that?
To be honest, there's a lot of them that just act like us.
Careful.
Sorry, I nearly said arseholes then.
Well,
just carry on. I'll dump that. I might just dump the whole thing.
But where it really gets complicated is water sports. You know, obviously the aquatic animals are not infringing on our pitches. We're on theirs. But they still don't take kindly to it and it can have an awful impact on their anxiety.
Can it?
There have been several instances of crocodiles seeing water skiers and feeling so anxious that they chomp the athletes to bits as a form of comfort eating.
Is that comfort eating or just what a crocodile does?
And as I say, squirrels with their ADHD and, of course, pandas.
What do pandas have?
Just a general feeling of unease.
Do you get a lot of pandas running onto sports pitches, Linda?
So what do you do at Barking Mad then? Maybe tell us about that. How do you help the animals?
We find the best way to get them over their experiences and help them cope is to put them all in a big pen together to make new friends and see that they're not alone in their struggles. You know, there are others there who've been through the same thing, ready to support them.
And has having them all together caused any major issues?
Oh, tons, yes.
I'm just going to play a devil's advocate here. Are we absolutely sure this is a real issue? I'm not playing it down, but a lot of this...
Well, ask yourself, if we were talking about PTSD in humans, would you ask this question?
No.
And if we were talking about anxiety in humans, would you ask this question?
No.
So why shouldn't animals get the same amount of respect? Don't they deserve the same care and attention paid to them?
Well, I can see that you're passionate, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Des. I understand it's difficult for some people to equate humans and animals so closely, but, you know, it's crucial that we do.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, Linda, and best of luck with Barking Mad. Anything you'd like to plug?
I'm doing a marathon in October, so if you'd like to sponsor me, you can do so at our website.
Great. And is that for the same charity?
No, it's a fundraiser for hog driving lessons.
Right, I'm getting a coffee. See you in a bit.
Total Sport FM. If Banter was a bloke, he'd be 6'3".
Now, before we introduce our final guest of today's show, I have a text here from Trinity, who says, the first time I ever saw women discussed with regards to football, it was the England Wags during the World Cup in 2006. Back then, they were just used by the media as window dressing for the men, decoration for fat-bellied, leering men to gawp at. Have things really changed that much since? Disappointing. Thanks for that, Trinity.
Thanks, Trinity.
I always found it weird when people use the term wag for a singular person. Wag means wife and girlfriend. You wouldn't say that's David Beckham's wife and girlfriend, would you? No, surely it's wife or girlfriend. So the acronym really should be...
I'm going to save you from ending your career here, Des. Our next guest is a bit of a change of pace after winning his regional heats in January.
Ah, right, cheers.
No worries. Gareth Glizzy Holmes is jetting off to the United States to compete in the World Competitive Eating Championships. And I'm delighted to say he's with us now. Gareth, thanks so much for joining us. Hello, Gareth, can you hear me? Okay, we're having some issues with Gareth. I'll try one more time. Gareth, are you there? Hello.
Right, in a minute,
hello, Gareth. Can you hear me?
There's only short one.
Okay, we're having some issues with Gareth. I'll try one more time. Gareth, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Fantastic.
I'm just training at the moment.
No, please don't apologise. Well, that's actually a perfect place to start, isn't it? What does a training session look like for a competitive eater?
Well, this basically.
Okay, Gareth, I'm going to have to stop you doing that because it doesn't sound particularly pleasant.
No, I'm just showing you how I eat.
Right, but it is an audio platform, so it's no good showing us. Tell us, Gareth, how did you get into competitive eating?
Okay, fine, I'll stop. But basically, when I was younger, I would eat my dinner, and then I would finish it, and then I'd ask for seconds.
Okay.
And then, fast forward 22 years, and here I am, competitive eater.
Could you elaborate a little bit on those 22 years? I feel like you skipped ahead quite quickly there.
So basically, I ate all my dinner, and then I wanted more, and I just kept doing that.
Fucking hell, this is hard work. Maybe ask about the type of food he eats competitively.
Fascinating. What sort of foods are you eating in these competitions, Gareth?
Hot dogs.
Okay, and is there any specific technique you use for eating hot dogs quickly?
Yeah.
Right.
You eat as many as you can in your allotted time, okay? Speed, really important. You want to be able to eat them quickly, so when the time is up, you've eaten more than everyone else.
But that's just the rules, isn't it? I think Des meant more, how do you eat them so quickly?
I dunk the hot dogs in water to help them slide down my throat, and then I just move my jaw dead quick, like.
And you do this professionally?
No, not yet, no. I don't have a sponsorship, so I have to work full-time at the moment as well.
Oh, where do you work?
Food bank.
You're a competitive eater and you work at a food bank?
Yeah.
Does that not seem odd?
Like, how do you mean?
Okay, we're having a few problems with Gareth's...
Brain, aye.
I think we'll wrap it up there. Good luck to Gareth, though, who will be competing in the World Competitive Eating Championships. Just quickly, Gareth, whereabouts in the USA is it being held?
America.
Okay, forget it. Anyway, that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to Total Sport for Drive Time.
Before we go, though, just quickly, we've had a text here from Rambo in Knots who says, I reckon if they had more women throating hot dogs as quickly as possible, it might become a more popular sport than their version of football, just a thought. Thanks, Rambo, for leaving so many women with no option other than to hate men. See you tomorrow.
Total Sport FM.
Good job, guys.
Thanks, Jan.
What's wrong, Lisa? Is this the salary thing again?
What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's right that we talk about it here. How about we chat next week?
I don't mind, Jan. I think transparency is a good thing. Lisa knows what I make. If you want to discuss it here, that's fine.
Okay. Lisa, when I said you should rest assured that your salary is based on performance and experience, I meant it.
Right.
What I mean by that is that we have implemented a dynamic salary here at the station, which means that you get a basic and then bonus based on other factors like engagement on social media. Your agent should have told you.
Yeah, so don't take it too hard, Lisa.
No, what I mean is, you're getting paid more than Des this quarter. By quite a bit, actually.
What? You said performance.
Yes, and Lisa's apple eating is still trending globally 2 months after going out.
And what about experience? I've been here forever.
Yes, and Lisa has experience of trending.
Fuck off.
Okay, well, I can see you've taken this well. I'll leave you to it.
Cheers, Jan.
Well, I mean...
You're okay.
Even you have to say that is a bit mental.
Yeah, no, it probably is, but, you know, it's just...
Don't say it.
It's just the market, isn't it?
Dial F for Football was created by Tayo Papula, starring Lolly Adefope, Fergus Craig, Jessica Fostercue and Helen Cripps. Also featuring Ben Bailey-Smith, Lou Sanders, Beth Rylance, Lloyd Griffiths, Tom Rosenthal, Glenn Moore, Travis J, Lucy Jenkins and Ed Gamble. Written by Mark G. Smith and Rhys James. Produced, engineered and music by Tom Jenkins. Executive produced by Tayo Papula. Directed by Mark G. Smith. This was a Furious Styles production for Keep It Light Media.